Welcome to Studio Classroom. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Rebecca, and I'm so glad you're joining us for the second day of our lesson on wireless car charging.
Well, yesterday we learned about the possibility of being able to charge your car without having to plug it into anything.
And flexibility is one of the most attractive aspects of this technology. You won't need to align your car perfectly in order to get a charge.
And today, we're going to look at some of the other possibilities that come with this amazing technology. So open your magazine and let's get started.
Wireless car charging is coming. Possibilities. Wiretricity said in a release,Toyota has identified this technology as a key differentiator in the marketplace because of its seamless operation and convenience. A key question will be if Wiretricity can keep losses to a minimum. The industry standard is about 90% efficiency or a 10% transmission loss. Toyota has already explored wireless charging in the Avalon for cell phones. The car has an optional pad that will charge any phone dropped on it. But Geiler pointed out that the Avalon system uses multiple inductive coils, not a magnetic resonance system. Magnetic resonance offers the possibility of being able to recharge multiple devices at once.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 differentiator 这个名词。它的动词是 differentiate, D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T-I-A-T-E, 意思是指区别或区分。所以名词 differentiator 是指区分或辨识的条件或前提。例如 security has become a key differentiator in the market of electronic commerce. 安全性已经成为电子商务市场辨别优劣的条件。继续我们看的是 seamless 这个形容词。seam 是指接缝。L-E-S-S 这个字尾是指没有，所以 seamless 本来是指无接缝的，在这里是指流畅的或者是衔接完美的。例如 the seamless performance of the orchestra won several rounds of applause， 交响乐团流畅的演奏让观众们鼓掌不已。或者是 the seamless transition between each scene on the stage is the result of months of rehearsals，舞台上每场戏之间天衣无缝的衔接是数月以来不断彩排的成果。
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here in our lesson it says, well, the subhead says possibilities. Wiretricity said in a release, Toyota has identified this technology as a key differentiator in the marketplace because of its seamless operation and convenience. So what is a release, Gabe?
That's a good question. Release could mean many different things, but here in our lesson, it's very specific. It's an instance of publishing something. So Wiretricity said something for the public to hear. That was the release.
So do you think that we could use this word in other ways?
Well, sure. Maybe for a music group, for instance, they release a music album.
Or what about a news release? You can also use the word release when there's a news release. So let's look at this phrase, Toyota has identified this technology as something. What does it mean to identify something?
Well, that means to give something a certain title, position, or role. So how else could you use this phrase?
I know. We identified the dog as belonging to our neighbor.
Good. Or maybe...He was identified as the thief who broke into our house.
Exactly. Those are some great examples. Now, what about this word seamless? I thought that was a word that described clothes.
It is. So seamless clothing is smooth without any seams. Well, if you look at the edge of this piece of cloth, there, of course, are seams. Now, if we're talking about Wiretricity being seamless, that means the operation is smooth like cloth. It seems like there are no troubles. It is seamless.
Okay, great explanation. Well, let's continue with our lesson. It says, a key question will be if Wiretricity can keep losses to a minimum.
And it sounds like Wiretricity has its critics, But it's good to have critics to ensure that your product is as good as it can be. Well, what does it mean to keep your losses to a minimum? Let's find out with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. For our grammar tip today, we're looking at this sentence. A key question will be if Y-tricity can keep losses to a minimum. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, keep losses to a minimum. It just means to keep the number of losses to a very low number. So the writer is saying that a key question will be if Y-tricity can keep their number of losses to the lowest possible number. This phrase, to keep something to a minimum, is a nice and fancy phrase that you can use to mean to make sure the amount of something is the smallest amount or lowest number. For example, if a wedding banquet is held in a little restaurant and there's only enough space for a small number of guests, we can say, because the restaurant is not very big, we need to keep the number of people on the guest list to a minimum. Or let's say Greg's parents don't expect him to have a perfectly clean room. They just don't want him to have a messy room. So we can say, Greg's parents expect him to keep the mess to a minimum. So give this phrase a try. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Your seamless explanations always help us to keep our English mistakes to a minimum. Well, let's continue here in our lesson. It says, the industry standard is about 90% efficiency or a 10% transmission loss.
Well, that's a pretty high standard, 90% efficiency. Now, what is efficiency? It's how efficient something is, or being effective with as little wasted energy as possible.
So the opposite in this case would be transmission loss. Mm-hmm. So don't be confused by the word transmission. If you understand cars, you know there's a part called the transmission. The transmission sends power from the engine to the driving axle.
That's right, but here the word transmission actually has a closer meaning to yesterday's keyword, transmitter. So then what is the meaning of transmission here?
Well, it's the sending of a signal or waves from a transmitter to a receiver.
All right, well, I think that we should see more of a short video that lets us know what Y-tricity does. Alright, well, Y-tricity really has it together. Okay, our lesson says here, Toyota has already explored wireless charging in the Avalon for cell phones. The car has an optional pad that will charge any phone dropped on it.
So that's similar to what Y-tricity can do, but what's the difference? Well, here in our lesson it says, but Geiler pointed out that the Avalon system uses multiple inductive coils, mm-hmm. not a magnetic resonance system.
So this is not a picture of an inductive coil, but it is a coil of wire. And a coil is a series of connected rings that is formed by winding something together. And a coil can be a verb too, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can use coil to coil something up, which means that you're winding it into coils. For example, can you coil up that hose so it's not just lying there?
Or, the snake is coiling up.
Okay, so what about this word point out? What does it mean when you point something out?
Well, here it means to emphasize something. So when do you point something out, Rebecca?
Well, here's an example. She pointed out that the concert started at 7, not 7:30.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Rebecca pointed out that my tie didn't match my shirt the other day.
Exactly. Well, let's continue with our lesson. It says, magnetic resonance offers the possibility of being able to recharge multiple devices at once.
Okay, so that's how Witricity is one step ahead of Toyota in mm-hmm. this field. Now, what does at once mean here at the end of this sentence, at once?
Well, it means that you can do many things at one time. If a person can do many things at once, what can they do?
Oh, I know. There's a perfect word for this. If someone can do many things at one time, that's called multitasking. Rebecca, are you good at multitasking?
I love to multitask, actually. Yeah. I have a hard time doing one thing. Sometimes when I'm watching a video or watching a movie, I'll be typing on my computer and then texting my sister and watching a video all at the same time.
Rebecca, I wish I were more like you. I wish I could multitask like that, but I can't. It usually is hard enough just for me to focus on one thing, much less multitask.
Well, it helps me get a lot more things done when I multitask. Well, we still have so much more to learn right after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where you come when you want to learn. We've been discussing some of the possibilities of wireless car charging, specifically regarding the company Witricity. Toyota has already identified Witricity's technology as a differentiator in the marketplace, something that sets them apart from other companies. But just when can we be able to charge cars without plugging them in? There's a lot of anticipation growing over this. Let's learn more with this next section.
Wireless car charging is coming. Anticipation. The release date of the LE is unclear. Nissan had originally said 2014, but then it delayed the car as it waited for new developments in wireless charging. Said Geiler, we envision a world in which wireless charging accelerates the adoption of clean, green, electrified vehicles. To have Toyota, the world's leading car maker, licensing our intellectual property underscores the importance of the technology. Toyota did not issue its own statement at the same time.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 anticipation, 这个不可数名词。Anticipation 是指期待或预期。例如 the best-selling author's fans have been waiting for his next novel with great anticipation. 这位畅销书作者的粉丝都热烈地期待他下一部小说。他的动词是 anticipate, A-N-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E, 意思是指预先看见或者是预先知道或行动。例如 ,we didn't anticipate any problems when we bought this house. 我们买这个房子的时候并没有预期会有什么样的问题。所以我们看的是 underscore 这个动词。under 是指在下方 ,score 在这里是指划线或者是刻下刻痕。所以 underscore 是指在下方划线，也就是指强调、突出或者是强化。例如 ,a series of conflicts underscored the region's racial problems.一连串的冲突凸显出这个区域种族的问题。或者是 What I would like to underscore is that we need to cut our expenses. 我要强调的是我们一定要想办法节省开销。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, here the heading of our lesson says anticipation. So we're anticipating something, but what are we anticipating?
Well, Rebecca, I'm sure you're anticipating me answering this question, right?
Well, no, actually, that's not what I was anticipating
at all. I'm going to answer the question anyway. We're anticipating being able to use wireless car charging.
Yes, actually, that is what we're anticipating. So let's see what the lesson says. It continues by saying the release date of the LE is unclear. So this, of course, is the infinity LE, which we discussed in yesterday's lesson.
Now, we see that word release again here. Now, what does it mean here? Here is a release date. So it's the date that these cars will go on the market for sale.
Gosh, I can't wait. I think I'm getting even more excited about this car. Anyway, the lesson says that Nissan had originally said 2014, but then it delayed the car as it waited for new developments in wireless charging.
Okay, well, it sounds like they're waiting for companies like Y-Tricity to fully develop their technology. Well, Steve and Ken would like to share something in the information cloud about the word transmission, which we looked at earlier in our lesson. Let's go to the info cloud now.
In 1969, American astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. 500 million people watched the event live as it happened.
Right after his first step onto the moon's surface, Armstrong spoke these words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
As thrilling as that moment was, some people criticized Armstrong for making no distinction between himself and the rest of humanity.
Well, they did have a point. After all, used in this way, the word man and mankind are synonymous.
Well, that's true. What Armstrong should have said was, "That's one small step for a man," referring to himself, "one giant leap for mankind." See how adding one little A changes the meaning.
Since that day, Armstrong has always maintained that he did, in fact, say the A, but that it was lost in transmission.
Okay, there are two lessons we can learn from this. First, don't ever underestimate the importance of the article A. Second, whether you're speaking to someone 380,000 kilometers away or face-to-face, your words can get lost in space. So when you speak, be sure to make every word count.
1969年阿波罗11号登陆月球，从船舱出来第一个踏上月球的阿姆斯壮跟地球连线时说了一句名言，至今还口耳相传。That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. 这是一个人的一小步，却是人类的一大步。但后来这一段的连线对话，经过研究分析，发现有一个字漏掉了，那就是 A, 变成 That's one small step for man. Man 跟 a man 差别就很大了。A man 是一个人，但他把冠词省略man 变成人类，也就跟 mankind 有着同样的意思。这个故事告诉我们发音要清晰，随便含糊的带过一个字，意思呢就有可能差很多。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Okay, our lesson says here, said Geiler, we envision a world in which wireless chargingaccelerates the adoption of clean, green, electrified vehicles. Well, those are great words, but what does it mean to envision something?
Well, when you envision something, this means that you have a vision about the way things could be, or to have an idea of the way things should be.
Okay, so what are green, clean, electrified vehicles? What do these words mean, Rebecca? What is a clean vehicle?
Well, a clean vehicle would be a vehicle that's clean.
Okay, so what about green? So we have a clean vehicle. What about green? What does green mean?
Well, typically when I hear the word green, it reminds me of something that is environmentally friendly.
Yeah, I think so too. So that's what we're talking about. When we talk about vehicles that are green, that's environmentally friendly. And electrified? I usually use the word electric or electricity, but if something is electrified, that means it is becoming electric or it has become electric.
That's right. Well, here in our lesson it says, to have Toyota, the world's leading car maker, licensing our intellectual property underscores the importance of the technology.
And it's fun that underscore, a more information word, is underscored here. Well, we do have more to learn, of course, but right now it's time for us to review with a review skit, and we'll learn something with Linda in the editor's summary.
Nancy, will you come here for a second? I need your phone.
Doc, I already told you my phone does not need to have a laser. Besides, I need to go plug it in. The battery's almost dead.
But the laser app would be awesome, and you know it. But, all right. I promise, no more upgrades. I just need a cell phone to test my magnetic resonance system.
Doc, I really don't have time. I'm busy running Struck Industries.
Yes, you're very busy, which is why I invented this wireless phone charging pad. I just need to test it out to make sure the transmitter will work without requiring perfect alignment. Now, put your phone on the pad.
Wow, it's charging!
Yes. Just put your phone down on the pad and it will recharge. You can even charge several devices at once, since it doesn't use any inductive coils.
This is great, Doc. What's next?
I'm currently working on a version that will charge cars.
Doc, this is incredible. This invention will accelerate Struck Industries' green energy campaign. Where did you get this idea from?
This idea was actually inspired by you. So give yourself some credit, please.
Really?
Of course. Give yourself 12%.
Doc.
Today we see that the seamless operation and convenience of Wi-Tricity's wireless car charging system is the key differentiator in the market. So can Wi-Tricity keep its losses to a minimum is the big question. The industry seems to have about a 10% transmission loss. Toyota has explored wireless charging in the Avalon car, but for cell phones. But the system is not magnetic resonance. It uses inductive coils for this purpose. If and when magnetic resonance is used, then there may be the possibility of recharging multiple devices at the same time. Nissan's LE is waiting for new developments in wireless charging before being released. Geiler of Wi-Tricity says that having Toyota, the world's leading car maker, license Wi-Tricity's intellectual property underscores or emphasizes how important this wireless technology is. Toyota made no comment.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so would you like a car with wireless charging, Rebecca?
I think I would, especially one that's green and clean, environmentally friendly. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today, and we have more to learn next time right here on Studio Classroom.